recreational pot, legal, of course. Pot's been around for a long time, but not usually in the case at your favorite dispensary. And there are some issues with that when it comes to quality control. On the KSRO live line with us is Lori Ajax. She's the chief of bureau, I'll ask her to give her entire title. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. Yeah, How are you?
I am well. Thanks for being here. Give us your official title, will you?
You know, I'm the chief of the Bureau of Cannabis Control.
Okay, for California.
For California, yes.
All right. That covers a lot of territory. And this quality control issue, obviously it hasn't come up before because we have the legalization of recreational pot. And it is generally under glass available at your authorized dispensaries. What's wrong with the pot that's out there now?
Well, I don't know that there's necessarily anything wrong with it. It just some of it has been tested. It just hasn't been required by the state to test. So as of January 1st of this year, anything harvested or produced has to go through required testing.
Well, that makes sense.
Laboratory.
Yeah, like any other product, I assume, and certainly of the agricultural variety. So how much pot is tested right now, and what should it be?
Well, right now, like I said, anything that's been harvested or produced, processed after January 1st is being tested, and anybody that is currently licensed has to, that cannabis must be tested. And right now we have a phase-in period because we have a lot of required tests. But starting January 1st through July 1st, we have a list of what's required, and then we have a second phase and a third phase. So by the end of this year, all the 14 tests that are required are going to be mandatory for testing labs to test cannabis. And that's available on our website. So if anybody has any questions on what is required to be tested, we have that information out there.
And there's some stuff, of course, with any food or, you know, edible item that's tested. There are a lot of, gross things that are probably or could be in the pot itself that we may not really want to know about, but we would like it tested for, like E. coli, heavy metals, and also coming up, the testing and starting in July has to be for foreign materials like hair or bugs. Now, the bugs make sense, of course, and anything that's touched by human hands, I guess you've got to test for all that other stuff, too.
Yeah, you know, I think the part of the statute requires that all cannabis has to be tested in its final form before it gets to retail sale. So it's really ensuring that people that go to a retailer that they can be assured that they're getting safe cannabis. And so we want to really make sure that our consumers and patients know what they're getting and make sure. And, of course, we really encourage people to go to a licensed retailer so they can ensure that the product that they're consuming is safe.
But it's not like, I wonder how you do this, Lori, because, you know, not every apple is tested, I'm sure, before it heads to your shelf. So how do you, you know, test the most pot possible?
So we require batch testing. So once it gets to the distributor, the testing lab will go out and take a representative sampling of that batch. And we've allowed in our regulation the batch could be as large as 50 pounds, but they could also test at lower ranges. So it's really a business decision for the cultivator or manufacturer.
Okay, so that's it all makes sense, of course. Anytime you're dealing with any product when it comes to public consumption, it makes sense. But I would think that the umbrella under which your department lives would be huge. And I'm wondering about the testing facilities themselves. Do they already exist and will be expanded upon, or how does that work?
Yeah, we are already licensing testing laboratories across the state, so there already exist. We're hoping that more is going to come on board. As you know, you have to have approval from the city or county in order for the state to issue a license. So we're hoping right now, what do we have? We have 27 testing labs across the state. And so we're hoping to expand on that over the coming months.
And so it makes sense that the growing pains and the lessons that are being learned now make perfect sense at this stage of the game for a new legal product. Yes?
Yes. It's, you know, come January 1, there was a lot of regulations that all of our licensees have to comply with. So it is a lot. It's a lot of education. So we're really working with all of our licensees, but we have our research scientists that are contacting the laboratories, making sure they understand what they're required to do. And really, right now, it's a lot about education because it's a lot to to comply with.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people in the cannabis industry are saying the exact same thing, no matter what part they're in. And we expect fully that this business, which is really burgeoning the legal recreational pot and only available, I mean, even here in Sonoma County, where we thought it would be available at, you know, everywhere on the street corners, not on the street corners, but inside the houses on or in the stores on the street corners, that it's taking us a long time and the rollout is comparatively slow. So I imagine that is the case throughout the state.
Yeah, you know, there's some areas that they have a comprehensive commercial cannabis program at the local level, so you're seeing more licenses issued in those areas. But there's still a lot of cities and counties that are in the middle of their ordinance, trying to figure out what to do, and still looking out how it's working at the, you know, how it's working in other jurisdictions. And you know, we're also looking at how our regulations are working right now. And, you know, we're getting a lot of valuable information from those that are licensed on how things are working and what's not working. And so, you know, it's important for everybody to know right now we're operating under our emergency regulations, but we will be releasing in a couple months our final regulations. So we're going to be looking at making those changes that make sense and just really improving on these regulations.
And anytime you have, you know, something new of this magnitude across the state of California, certainly in other states too, there usually are events, time periods that are earmarked, like, okay, it became legal January 1 in California. Now, at what point would your department say, okay, at this point, we will have real numbers on the amount of pot that we're testing, what we're finding, et cetera?
You know, I think at this point, we're 3 months into it. It is a little early for that, but we're going to probably be looking at things come in the next, you know, six months to see, you know, we're going to have more results from testing labs. We'll be able to determine how much cannabis is being tested. So I'm going to say at like the 6 month mark, we're going to have, a lot more information than we do right now. And we'll have a lot more licensees. I mean, that we're pretty optimistic.
Yes.
People continue to apply. And so I think we'll have better data.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, and it's going to take a while. So what did your mom and dad say when you said, guess what, I'm going to be the chief of the Bureau of Cannabis Control?
Well, I think they were shocked, I think, but they and I think that they chuckled about it because, you know, I don't think they thought of me doing regulating cannabis, but I'll tell you what, they're extremely supportive. My entire family is very supportive because they haven't seen me much in the last couple of years.
I'm sure that's true. And it may be a couple of more before you're at every holiday dinner, too.
Well, that's probably true. I keep saying I thought it would get easier once January 1st of 2018 hit, and
that's
been the case. There's
no.
A lot of things we still need to work on.
Yeah, for one thing, we need to get the growers to, the vast majority of them, you know, out of the shadows and get them on board and make it a viable option for people who grow pot to do it legally. And then you're going to have a lot more pot to test, that's for sure. Lori, I appreciate the information this morning. Looking forward to our next conversation.
All righty. Thank you so much.
That is Lori Ajax, and she is the chief of the Bureau of Cannabis Control here in California. So much more testing ahead, and we probably don't want to know all the things they could find in there, like we don't want to know about any other edible product.